الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الهم والحزن Oh Allah, we seek refuge with you from grief and anxiety ونعوذ بك من العجز والكسل And Oh Allah, we seek refuge with you from disability and laziness ونعوذ بك من غلبة الدين وقهر الرجال And oh Allah, we seek refuge with you from being overpowered by men or by debt. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله وصفيه وخليله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما Dear Muslims, The title of this khutbah is Ash-Shakwa ila Allah, complaining to Allah Almighty. This mankind is created in difficulty and hardship. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي كَبَدٍ Even before we were born, Allah Almighty said we'll be tested. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ أَمْشَاجٍ نَبْتَلِيهِ فَجْعَلْنَاهُ سَمِيعًا بَصِيرًا Even when we're still a sperm in the womb of our mothers, Allah Almighty said we'll be tested. Adam alayhi salam was tested and he was expelled from paradise. Ibrahim alayhi salam was tested and was thrown in fire. And he was tested with having to slay his son Ismail alayhi salam. Yaqub alayhi salam was tested with diseases. He lost his eyesight. And can you imagine his own children are plotting against two of their brothers? Musa alayhi salam was tested with the tyranny of Pharaoh and his soldiers. Isa alayhi salam was tested and he was chased and had nowhere to go. And our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam was tested and his own uncle was killed and his companions were persecuted. We will be tested. Some of us are tested in our children, in our spouses. Some of us have gone through a divorce or are going through a divorce. Some of us may have lost their jobs, they're tested with illness, with a car accident, with loss of a job, income. We will be tested. And we need an environment to be able to complain, to relieve our grief and anxiety and our sadness. Allah Almighty praised Ibrahim alayhi salam And he said, "Inna Ibrahima lahalimun awahun munib." Ibrahim alayhi salam is complaining to Allah Almighty. And reading the Quran, Yaqub alayhi salam telling his children, "Innama ashku bathi wa huzni ila Allah." I'm complaining to Allah Almighty. I'm not complaining to you. And in Surah 58, Surah Al-Mujadala. قَدْ سَمِعَ اللَّهُ قَوْلَ الَّتِي تُجَادِلُكَ فِي زَوْجِهَا وَتَشْتَكِي إِلَى اللَّهِ This woman who came to the messenger of Allah وسلم, complaining to Allah Almighty. And when our Prophet وسلم, was expelled from At-Taif and the children were chasing him and making fun of him, the first word he said, صلى الله عليه وسلم, إِنَّمَا أَشْكُوا إِلَيْكَ Oh Allah, I complain to you. And Allah Almighty condemned those who do not complain to Him. وَقَدْ أَخَذْنَاهُمْ بِالْعَذَابِ فَمَا اسْتَكَانُوا لِرَبِّهِمْ وَمَا يَتَضَرَّعُونَ We have tested them. And they did not humble themselves. And they did not complain to Allah Almighty. Nuh alayhi salam complains to Allah Almighty Rabbi inni maghlubun fantasir. Oh Allah, I'm overcome. Give me victory. Inni da'awtu qawmi laylan wa nahara. I invited my people day and night, secretly and openly, فَلَمْ يَزِدْهُمْ دُعَاءَ إِلَّا فِرَارًا. Every time I invite them to the oneness of Allah Almighty, they run away. جَعَلُوا أَصَابِعَهُمْ فِي آذَانِهِمْ. They put their fingers in their ears. وَاسْتَغْشَرْ ثِيَابَهُمْ. And they cover themselves with their garment. وَأَصَرُّوا وَاسْتَكْبَرُوا اسْتِكْبَرَ. They were arrogant. And Allah Almighty answered his complaint. Ayyub alayhi salam complains to Allah Almighty. رَبِّ إِنِّي مَسَّنِيَ الضُّرُّ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Oh Allah, a calamity had touched me. And you are the most merciful of those who are merciful. He's tested with a disease for 13 years. And they told him, if Allah likes you, he would have answered your complaint by now. And Allah Almighty answered his complaint after 13 years. فَكَشَفْنَا مَا بِهِ مِنْ ضُرُّ. We cured him. Yunus alayhi salam has no one to complain to. He is in the belly of the whale, in the bottom of the ocean. فَنَادَى فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ سُبْحَانَكَ إِنِّي كُنْتُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. He complained to Allah Almighty. No God but you. Glory be to you. I was among those who wronged themselves. And Allah Almighty answered his complaint. فَأَنْجَيْنَاهُ وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِ. Allah likewise will answer the complaints of the believers. Zakariya alayhi salam complains to Allah Almighty. قَالَ رَبِّ إِنِّي وَهَنَ الْعَظْمُ مِنِّي وَاشْتَعَلَ الرَّأْسُ شَيْبًا وَلَمْ أَكُنْ بِدُعَائِكَ رَبِّ شَقِيًّا. Oh Allah, my bones are weak, I'm too old. My hair is all white. And I was never unsuccessful in complaining to you, oh Allah. رَبِّ لَا تَذَرْنِي فَرْدًا. Oh Allah, do not make me a single parent. I want a son. فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ. And Allah answered his complaint and gave him Yahya alayhi salam. And Yaqub alayhi salam complains to Allah Almighty. He lost two of his sons. He was told, إِنَّ ابْنَكَ سَرَقَ. Your son is a thief. And he says to them, إِنَّمَا أَشْكُوا بَثِّي وَحُزْنِي إِلَى اللَّهِ. I complain my sorrow, my grief to Allah Almighty. And he lost his eyesight. And Allah Almighty answered his complaint and he joined him with his family. Yusuf alayhi salam complains to Allah Almighty. وَإِلَّا تَصْرِفَ عَنِّي كَيْدَهُنَّ أَصْبُ إِلَيْهِنَّ. Oh Allah, if you don't keep this woman away from me, I would turn into them. And Allah answered his complaints and he was put in jail. And in jail he complains to who? To a human being. He told one of the inmates who thought he'd be released, اذكرني عند ربك. Mention my story, my innocence to your Lord, the King. He did not complain to Allah Almighty, he complained to a human being. What happened? فَأَنْسَاهُ الشَّيْطَانُ ذِكْرَ رَبِّهِ فَلَبِثَ فِي السِّجْنِ بِالْعَصِنِينَ. Because he complained to a human being, he stayed in jail for a few years. And look how Allah Almighty answered his complaint in the end. The king sees a dream. He tells his dream to the people around him, and this inmate remembers. Yusuf in jail knows how to interpret dreams. Look how Allah Almighty works, how the plan works of Allah Almighty. Because of a dream of a king, Yusuf alayhi salam is released from jail. And Musa alayhi salam complains to Allah Almighty. He killed an innocent soul wrongfully. He's wanted, he's chased, he runs barefooted, hungry, homeless. And he waters to two women. And he sits under the shade of a tree. Who does he complain to? To the two women, to their father? He complains to Allah Almighty. Rabbi, إِنِّي لِمَا أَنزَلْتَ إِلَيَّ مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَقِيرٍ. Oh Allah, I'm in a dire need for anything from you. And Allah Almighty answered his complaint. He gave him a job, he gave him a wife, and he gave him a home. And our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam complains to Allah Almighty. who goes to At-Taif to invite the people to the oneness of Allah Almighty. They do not listen to him, they make fun of him, they ask the children to follow him. And he turns back to Mecca. And he makes the most beautiful complaint to Allah Almighty. Allahumma inni ashku alayka da'fa quwwati. Oh Allah, I complain to you my weakness. Wa qillat hilati, and my lack of skill. Wa hawani ala nas, and the fact that people are taking advantage of me. Ya arhamur rahimin. Oh Allah, you are the most merciful of those who are merciful. Anta rabbul mustadafin. You are the Lord of those who are weak. Wa anta rabbi, and you are my Lord. إِلَى مَنْ تَكِلُنِي, whom are you giving my affairs to? إِلَى بَعِيدٍ يَتَجَهَّمُنِي, to a stranger who ignores me? أَمْ إِلَى عَدُوٍ مَلَّكْتَهُ أَمْرِي, or to an enemy that you put my affairs in his hand. He complains to Allah Almighty, and Allah answers his complaint, and you and I are here today. Khawla bint Tha'lab complains to Allah Almighty. Surah 58. She goes to the Messenger of Allah وسلم, complaining about her husband. Akala shababi, he consumed my youth. Wa natharatu lahu batni, and I give birth to his children. Hatta idha kabara sinni, until I got old. وَانْقَطْعَ وَادِي, I cannot give birth anymore. ظَاهَرَ مِنِّي, he does not divorce me, he leaves me alone. وَتَشْتَكِي إِلَى اللَّهِ, and she complains to Allah Almighty. And Allah answered her complaint. The way we complain to Allah Almighty, and we need to, is through the dua. And the dua is mentioned in 29 surahs of the Quran. The first surah of the Quran, Surah Al-Fatiha, is all but dua. Ihdina al-sirat al-mustaqim, guide us to the straight path. The last surah of the Quran, Surah An-Nas, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ مَلِكِ, is a dua. We seek refuge with Allah from the evil of people. Surah Al-Fatiha has a dua. Surah Al-Baqarah has a dua in the end. رَبَّنَا لَا تُؤَخِذْنَا إِن نَسِينَا أَوْ أَخْطَعْنَا, oh Allah, condemn us not if we err, if we forget. Surah Az-Zumur ends with a dua. وَقِيلَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, and alhamdulillah, to be grateful to Allah Almighty is a dua. In fact, the Messenger of Allah is saying the best dua is alhamdulillah. A brother is complaining, he got 1% raise, he's very upset. And he forgot he had a job to start with. Alhamdulillah is the best dua. Surah Al-Mutaffifin begins with a dua. وَيْلٌ لِلْمُطَفِّفِينَ, woe to the defrauders. Surah Al-Humazah begins with a dua. وَيْلٌ لِكُلِّ هُمَزَةٍ لُمَزَةٍ, woe to the backbiters and to the slanderers. The dua is throughout the Quran. And Allah Almighty is telling us, commanding us to complain to him, to pray to him, to make dua to him. وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ ادْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ, Allah has commanded that he complain to him, make dua to him, and he will answer your dua. And Allah Almighty gives us a very good scene in the Quran. This should be very vivid in our mind, in our hearts. فَإِذَا رَكِبُوا فِي الْفُلْكِ دعوا الله مخلصين له الدين, when they are in the middle of the sea and high waves, they make dua to Allah, save us. Then فَلَمَّا نَجَّاهُمْ إِلَى الْبَرِّ إِذَا هُمْ يُشْرِكُونَ, when Allah saved them and they landed, then they are grateful to Allah Almighty. You and I need not to be in this position to complain and cry to Allah Almighty in the time of difficulty and hardship. And then when the difficulty is removed, then we forget who removed the difficulty. When they ask the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is Allah close so we can whisper to him, or is he far so we can shout to him? the verses were revealed. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. When your servants, when my servants ask you, O Muhammad, about me, tell, he didn't say tell them, he says, I am close to them. He didn't say tell them I'm close to them, he says, فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ, I'm close to them. Look at that beautiful choice of words. We don't pray to the Messenger of Allah, we pray to Allah Almighty. We complain to Allah Almighty. There's nothing in between. And he says, I am close to my servants. He didn't say my servants are close to me. No, no. Allah Almighty is close to his servant. فَإِنِّي قَرِيب. A brother tells me, I'm going to hell anyway. And I said, don't say that. Allah Almighty answered the dua of shaitan, Satan. Can you imagine? قَالَ رَبِّ جَعَلْنِي مِنَ الْمُضَرِينَ. Shaitan said, Satan said, oh Lord, give me a respite until the day of judgment. Shaitan is making dua to Allah Almighty. قَالَ فَإِنَّكَ مِنَ الْمُضَرِينَ. You'll be given respite to the day of judgment. Can you imagine? If Allah Almighty answers the dua of shaitan, he will not answer your dua. How do we complain to Allah Almighty? We can say, Rabb, Lord, Rabbi Ghfirli. Mentioned about 70 times in the Quran, 100 times in the Quran. Or we can say, Rabbana, our Lord. Mentioned 100 times in the Quran. Or we can say, Allahumma. Mentioned 5 times in the Quran. And they say, Allahumma combines all the names of Allah Almighty. Or we can say, Allahumma Rabbana, Allahumma our Lord. Mentioned only 1 time in the Holy Quran on the tongue of Isa alayhi salam, Jesus. Qala, Allahumma Rabbana, anzil alayna ma'idatan min as-sama. And if you read the Quran, you will notice, you will not find any mention of Ya Rabb or Ya Rabbana, O Lord, O our Lord. This, it's all Rabb or Rabbana. Nothing. Make it very short distance. The shortest distance between heavens and earth, as Ali radiallahu anhu said, da'watun mustajab, a dua, a prayer, a complaint, which is answered. But there are conditions for that complaint, for that dua to be accepted. First is to be sincere for the sake of Allah Almighty. فَدْعُ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. Pray to Allah Almighty. Complain to Allah Almighty sincerely. It is not a formula that I say, repeat it 10 times, and that's the end of it. Pray to Allah Almighty in the language you know and understand. Second, is to make sure our source of income is halal, lawful. And you know very well what is lawful, what's unlawful. If you feel like you don't want to share where you work, what do you do for a living, then think twice. The Messenger of Allah ﷺ was mentioned about the person traveling for Hajj or Umrah. And he cries to Allah Almighty, Ya Rabb, Ya Rabb, wa malbasuhu haram, wa mat'amuhu haram, wa ghudhiya bil haram, fa'anna yustajabu lahu. His source of income is all unlawful. How could his dua be accepted? Third is to plan and plan and plan and then complain to Allah Almighty or make dua to Allah Almighty. It's not sitting in the house of Allah and making dua for Allah to give me a wife. Go, look for a wife, look for a husband, go online, socialize, look for a job. If Los Angeles is not good for you or California, go somewhere else. So many brothers and sisters found jobs and spouses outside of California. وَمَنْ يُهَاجِرْ فِي اللَّهِ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ يَجْرِ فِي الْأَرْضِ مُرَغَمًا كَثِيرًا وَسَعَى. Whoever migrates for the sake of Allah, he'll find his rizq, his sustenance somewhere else. Umar radiallahu anhu saw a man with a sick camel. He says, Ya hada, who are you? What have you done to treat your camel who is sick? The man said, Ya Umar, ud'u Allah li. Oh Umar, make dua for me. Umar told him, هل جعلت مع هذا الدعاء قطرانا? Couldn't you find a medicine for the camel and then make the dua? We plan, we study hard, we work hard, and then we make dua to Allah Almighty. And then to insist in our dua. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُلِحِينَ فِي الدُّعَى. Allah loves those who insist on their dua. A scholar said, be like a child. The child keep asking his or her parents for this candy or this toy. Please, mommy. Please, daddy. Please, mommy. Please. And they keep insisting until the parent says, here, you go. Allah loves those who insist and keep begging Allah Almighty for what they want. And then to be assured that Allah Almighty will answer that complaint, that prayer. ادعوا الله وأنتم موقنون بالإجابة. Make dua to Allah, complain to Allah, and you're sure that Allah will answer. And in the hadith, the Messenger of Allah says, if we complain to Allah Almighty, if we make dua to Allah Almighty, one of three things will happen. Allah Almighty will give you what He asked for sooner or later, or Allah Almighty will give it to you on the Day of Judgment, or Allah Almighty will remove something evil from you. Have you ever been in a situation where you almost hit the car in front of you, or the car behind you just about to hit you and everything came to a stop? Or someone ran a red signal and you were about to hit him and you were saved? It's not because you were lucky, because your dua to Allah Almighty. Allah saved you from something bad which is about to happen. Then there are special times and places for the dua. In the sujood, when we are prostrating to Allah Almighty. In between the adhan and the iqama, the dua is never rejected. When the rain is coming down, the dua is not rejected. In the last third of the night, the dua is not rejected. After the fard salah, when we finish our tasbihat and we make the dua, is not rejected. We ask Allah Almighty to make us among those who accept our prayers and our complaints. Amen. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillahi alladhi la ghayrahu wa la rabba siwa. Wa ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. Allah is asking us to complain to Him, to pray to Him, to make dua to Him, and to insist on what we want. A brother says, I made dua for 5 years for my wife to be guided. And if you just count in the sujood, that's 60,000 times. He's asking Allah for the very same thing, 60,000 times. And Allah answered his dua after 5 years. And don't give up. The Messenger of Allah is saying the dua, the complaint will be answered. As long as you do not say, I made dua to Allah, I complained to Allah, and nothing happened. And nothing is difficult, nothing is impossible. Zakariya alayhi salam is asking Allah, how could I have a child? وَمُرَأَتِي عَاقِرٌ And my wife is barren. وَقَدْ بَلَغَتُ مِنَ الْكِبْرِ اَعْتِيَ I'm too old. Allah Almighty says, كَذَلِكَ قَالَ رَبُّ Your Lord said this, it would happen. And He's reminding Zakariya and all of us why it's not impossible for Allah Almighty. وَقَدْ خَلَقْتُكَ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَلَمْ تَكُ شَيْئًا I created you out of nothing. Do you think I cannot answer your dua? Do not give up. Make dua to Allah Almighty and be assured Allah Almighty will answer the dua. Allahumma ja'a jama'ana hadha jama'an marhuma. وتفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما ولا تجعل فينا ولا بيننا ولا منا شقيا ولا محروما اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكيها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم انصر الإسلام وعز المسلمين وأعلي بفضلك كلمة الحق والدين اللهم هذا الدعاء ومنك الإجابة اللهم هذا الجهد عليك التكلان ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله وأقيم الصلاة